Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm sitting with Derek Ince in the front room of his house in Gosport. Derek, I've known you a while now. I know you to be a musician, but also, of course, you like travelling. And you've been on a recent cruise. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, indeed. Basically, my wife, after we spent 14 years in the Royal Air Force, decided she didn't particularly like flying. So we now compromise. We do maybe one flight a year on holiday. And then we'll cruise, generally speaking, from Southampton. Now, the beauty behind that is we leave from Southampton, we return to Southampton, no flying.
On the doorstep.
On the doorstep. As an example, we left our house on the Sunday that we went on our cruise at 1 o'clock, and we were in our cabin at 2:15.
Gosh.
We didn't see the bags from when we left our house until they were delivered to the cabin.
Why do cruises have the sort of old folks tag to them?
I don't know. I agree with you. Most people you speak to, I wouldn't go on a cruise because it's full of old people. Now, I am an old people, but there was an awful lot of people on there a lot younger than I. I would say age ranges from 20 years old up to 75, 80 years old.
You do surprise
But also
me.
Children.
Oh, really?
Yep. Some children. And I'm bound to say, very, very well-behaved children also.
Well, that's a relief.
Very much so. So, yeah, the age group is broad. There's an awful lot of single people that cruise, at which they cater for. The one that we were, am I allowed to say
names? Please, absolutely.
The one we've just been on was a P&O cruise, and they cater for single people. All sorts of entertainment going on. And we work quite hard, myself and my wife. I am an entertainer. I go out entertaining in the evenings. Oh, and I've done a little bit on the ship as well, which...
Did you really?
And got a job offer. However.
Well done.
But people say, oh, you know, you're at sea and there's nothing to see. We were at sea for 2 days, from leaving Southampton to our first port of call, which was Cadiz in Spain. But it's chill time. There's a swimming pool there. It was a bit foggy around the Bay of Biscay, which is good because that meant it wasn't going to be too rough.
Which is a benefit.
Yeah. But there's so much to do. There's the bars, there's cocktail lounges.
And you can eat yourself silly, can't you?
Sorry?
You can eat yourself stupid, can't
you? I become a professional eater. It was, and the food is outstanding. Absolutely fantastic. The thing is that entertainment all day. There's gymnasiums on there, if you're that way inclined. Personally, myself and Linda, I lost £6 in weight on a cruise. How about that?
Wow.
And that was merely by not using the lift. 18 decks on that ship. And there's 2 flights of stairs per deck.
Wow.
And we were going from deck 5 to deck 18.
Good.
2 or 3 times a day. And lost weight. Enjoyed it. Loved it a bit. Ate for England. Lost weight.
Wow. Yeah. What about the food? I mean, generally speaking, almost anything you want.
Pretty much. Good choices. We did go for an Indian meal at one of the venues. You pay a surcharge for that. So we had to pay a surcharge. They throw a bottle of wine in.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because it's kind of a bespoke restaurant.
Gotcha.
But it's fantastic. The choices are good. There's vegetarian options, vegan options, none of which I am.
No.
So, yeah, the steaks were fantastic. The seafood was absolutely gorgeous.
Which it would be, I suppose.
Yeah. And the service was absolutely fantastic. You could not fault the service.
Now, the places that you went to, around the Mediterranean, was it?
Yep. We started at Cadiz in Spain. And they always do shore excursions, if you so wish. Now, myself and Linda, we prefer to go and walk and look round ourselves. Most of these places have the yellow or red hop-on, hop-off buses. So you pay your price, you can just keep getting on and off all day long.
Sounds good.
Yep. So, yeah, we done that. That was very nice.
And then where else did you go to?
From there, we went to Barcelona. That was also very nice. We had a lovely tapas meal there. That was fantastic. From there to Monaco.
Ah.
And that was the week before the Monaco Grand Prix.
Wow.
And we walked around the circuit.
Gosh, really?
And I'm very sad to say that we got round about 11 seconds quicker than Lewis Hamilton managed to on practice. But, no, fantastic, all the things going on. We did, however, we had a very small pizza and two glasses of white wine, and it was a small mortgage.
Really?
€35.
Good God.
Yep. So I mentioned to the waiter who put the cheese on the pizza.
Hmm.
He said, the chef. I said, could you tell me who removed it, please? The chap never had a sense of humour, to be honest. But no, that was very nice. But my favourite was Rome.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to try and pronounce the port.
But you can't... There's no... I was going to say, it's actually not on the sea, is it?
Not on the port, no. It's about an hour's coach drive inland. We have been to Rome before, so we knew what we wanted to see this time, which was what we missed on the last occasion. Absolutely fantastic.
And the Italian food is just out of this world for me.
Out of this world. We did stop. We had a meal in Rome with four glasses of wine, and it was less than half of what it was in Monaco.
Well, no surprise there, then.
That was very good. We went into the Pantheon, and that was phenomenal. And we were lucky that when we went in there, the sun was at such a degree...
Yeah.
As it shone through the hole in the roof straight onto the altar.
Oh, my word.
It was absolutely stunning.
Did you manage to get a photograph?
Linda got some photographs, yeah. Not with us in them, but there was a photograph somewhere. I'll try and dig it out for you, in actual fact, my friend. Because it was something to behold. The way the sun was just streaming through straight onto the altar.
Wow.
It was phenomenal.
Probably happens only one day a year or something.
I would guess so, yeah. And we were lucky enough to witness it. It was very good. Where do we go from there? We went from there to Sardinia.
Ah.
Which I wasn't that keen on.
Really?
Not the cleanest place in the world.
Ah.
So, yeah, and I mean, all this time the weather's improving. During the day when we were back from the ship, we were going for a swim, having a swim in the evening. I generally speak and do a barbecue when you return to the ship, when the weather's permitting.
You might be starving by that time.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I mean, that pizza wasn't very big, you know. So that was fantastic. And then we finally, we shot across to Chivenia, Spain. And that was lovely. The streets were marbled.
Yeah.
With marble sidewalks on the street. And it was just so friendly. Absolutely lovely place.
So, in summary then, cruising is for you, and you'll be doing it again, I suppose.
Absolutely. We're looking at potentially doing a 55-day cruise, which is going to be Burma, all the eastern sort of places.
Wow.
That won't probably be until Linda retires, which is, let me see now, 3 years' time.
Well, that's something to plan for.
Absolutely.
Derek, thank you very much indeed for your time. And we'll talk, no doubt, in the future.
I'm sure we will. Thank you, Graham.